Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ah, 3 o'clock growl. I think Russo's gone mainstream now that he's doing First Take every day.
A lot of people
every couple of days
now.
A week.
Scream off him and Stephen A.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot of screaming when those two guys get together.
It was today. I watched it.
Can I read a tweet from Brandon?
Sure.
This is for Mace. Last night, after listening to Dodger Talk on another station, the show after that was ripping Bergman for being a horrible producer when he worked at 570 and always being late because he played in a pansy kickball league. It was great.
Wait a minute. This was actually discussed last night?
Wait, it was discussed on what?
So this guy says...
What's the guy's name?
Brandon.
Brandon...
We don't have his last name. He's on Twitter.
His Twitter handle is BiggieSmalls710.
Oh, okay.
I heard him.
So he says that they were ripping you for being a horrible producer when you worked at 570, which was like forever ago.
I never worked at 570. I did work for Fox Sports Radio.
You worked at Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I worked
at
Fox Sports Radio for years.
What I want to know is, did you play in a pansy kickball league?
I 100% played in a kickball league.
No, really?
And it was a nighttime show. I'd have to get there for an 11 o'clock start. And we would play kickball in Hollywood, and it was all about just drinking, having fun. Yeah, oh no, it was a blast. So every once in a while, I did show up late once because I was still in all my kickball gear, and I was and I was playing.
What constitutes kickball gear?
Isn't it just like
tennis shoes,
like,
you know, and shirt? We had a shirt and
like a bowling team. You had uniforms.
Yeah, we had uniforms. Yeah, absolutely.
Did everybody get a trophy?
I definitely did show up late, 100%. What show was this that they said that I was?
This the show that came on after Dodger.
It sounds like it was Fox Sports Radio last night when they switched back to network.
So
you were a topic of conversation.
So it was either
Ben Maller and
Ben Maller or Jason
Maller,
Smith or one of those guys.
Yeah.
Did anybody who played in this league have a girlfriend?
Yes, a lot of them. A lot of people made it. No, it was co-ed. John, you would love this. You would absolutely love this.
When I was at UCLA, UCLA has the best intramural program in the United States. You can play any sport, any level. They have A, B, C, D. I played co-ed inner tube water polo. Outstanding sport.
Say it again. It's
co-ed inner tube water polo. So instead of being, you know, like regular water polo, you've got to, you know, tread water and play.
Two girls in bathing suits?
Yeah. And you would sit in inner tubes and pass the ball to the people next to you, but everybody just did it to meet girls. Co-ed inner tube water polo.
Smart.
Beautiful sport.
Bergman, sounds like you are influential. You're being trashed on another station. It's unbelievable.
Good.
You're getting trashed
on
two stations at the same
time. Totally fine. Anytime you're talking about me,
and,
that's great.
Right. And I am just a little disappointed I never got invited to play in the Pansy Kickball League.
See, this is what I'm saying. You would have loved it. It was.
I know.
It was co-head.
I'm not being disingenuous. I want to play in the Pansy Kickball League.
It was. And also, it was co-head.
What happened to it? Why'd you quit?
Well, because, I mean, I got a little bit older.
Bergman, you're smart. You're like the Kardashian friends. You hang out with famous people. You get famous just like them.
I just want to, as a point of information, it was actually Freddy Krueger versus Jason. Michael Myers never involved.
But which one of those three is the toughest? Krueger, Myers, or Jason? Which one would you least want to face?
Krueger gets in your head.
But are any of those three human?
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah, sure.
No, because you can't kill Michael Myers.
Well, Jason was
human, but he drowned in the Crystal Lake at the very beginning. I don't know if they're. I think they're all invincible, right?
Yeah, you can't kill them.
So which one would you rather have chase you between the three of those? Freddy, Michael, or Jason?
I would say I'm least scared of Michael. I think I could outrun Michael.
What about Chucky?
Chucky's a doll. You just pick him up and throw him
around. He's an evil doll.
Chucky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but then he'll head.
Pick up that doll.
His head just spins around and he comes back to you.
Just pull his head off. He's a doll.
Yeah.
Just go put his head off.
All right, so as we get ready for NLDS Game 2, we're just screwing around a little bit. And Michael, you've got this witchcraft thing.
Witchcraft scares me.
Halloween, this is the season.
Well, that's why Halloween's kind of like, I understand it's kids and they have fun dressing up and they get treats and all that stuff, but it is celebrating the occult, which I fear greatly. isn't it?
I don't know. Is it
the dark side?
Yeah. Is Halloween celebrating the occult?
Well, a lot of people use this.
I've always said Halloween's an excuse to dress up and give people candy. Yeah. That's it.
Didn't it come from worshiping like the devil and all that kind of stuff and Satanism, all that stuff, Halloween?
Maybe.
You look at the origins of it.
Somebody look that up.
Hey, somebody look
producer,
that up.
Producer, look that up.
It's not to glorify the good side of things.
So I found this mom on TikTok, and she is very concerned about Hocus Pocus 2, the sequel to Hocus Pocus.
Wait, this is the movie with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Bette Midler and...
Kathy Najimy?
Kathy Najimy, right.
Comedy, right?
It's comedy.
Yeah.
So Hocus Pocus 2.
Is this like how Bergman is strangely scared of Ernest Scared Stupid?
When I was 8?
It seems a bit like that. Listen.
A worst case scenario is that you unleash hell on your kids and in your home.
Jamie Gooch is a mother of 3 and the owner of Gooch Family Farms in Troy.
I love everything to do with house and home. I believe everything starts here.
This time of year, fall harvest is heavily celebrated in their household, but Halloween is not.
It grieves me, the thought of exposing our kids to darkness.
Is she
Gooch
crying?
Says there's a spiritual war being waged against homes in America, and Hollywood is part of the problem. And right now, one film in particular.
The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices.
In a recent Facebook post,
I was a little bit scared when I hit post because I was afraid of the reaction that I would get.
Gooch advises moms against letting their kids watch Hocus Pocus 2.
I believe whatever comes in our TV screens, there are things attached to that.
All right, so Hocus Pocus 2. Michael, are you concerned?
Well, I haven't seen it, but are they like showing blood sacrificing people?
No, it's just silly stirring a cauldron.
Oh, it's cauldron?
Stupid
it's
witch
a cauldron
stuff.
Kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. Halloween, by the way, has its roots in the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. A pagan religious celebration to welcome the harvest at the end of summer when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts.
Anytime you mention pagan, I ain't in that. That's the devil.
I don't think pagan means the devil.
Jim Mason, you believe in ghosts?
I would say not your silly ones at your hotels.
But yeah, they're spirits.
No, they stole Michael's wine. A ghost stole Michael's wine.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
I've
been begging for the ghost to come visit
He's being sarcastic right now.
I am being sarcastic.
And you're being facetious, whatever that word is.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, folks,
too.
This actually happened to me, and Ireland is poo-pooing it and making fun of it.
I am not making fun of it. I want to know what happened to your wine.
I know for a fact Mike Trudell probably took that wine.
No.
I know for a fact he probably took the
I
wine.
Was up there on my...
No, faulty.
This was during the NBA Finals. No Laker personnel was around. I was up there in Golden State, and my wine was stolen from my door within 5 seconds as soon as I put it down.
What, do you have wine delivered and outside they have,
No, I had it in my hand, and I put it down by my door to go put my packages inside, came back 5 seconds later, the wine glass was
and
gone.
And it was a long hallway. No one in the hallway.
No one in the hallway. Ooh. Nobody. This was at midnight. And I'm telling you, Jorge, you guys can make fun of me, but that wine disappeared. I went back downstairs. Ooh. This. And by the way, Ireland, you know this hotel. You know this hotel is known for being haunted.
It is a creepy hotel.
It is known for being haunted.
Yeah.
I told the bartender what happened. He tells me, freaky stuff like that happens all the time.
All right, now, honest answer to this question. Did he give you another glass of wine?
Yes,
for
I went and got it back. Got another. No, I
did. Did you have to pay?
Yeah, no, he got it for free. I got it to for
you
free.
You told him that a ghost took your wine?
My wine
and
disappeared.
And he gave you another wine?
I told him exactly
Ladies
what happened.
Gentlemen, here is a trick for you.
That's a life hack.
If you want 2 drinks,
no, I would never do that.
Just say a ghost stole your first one.
I wasn't that desperate. You know why I didn't want to? I had to walk. You know how long those hallways are, Ireland? I had to walk all the way back down to the bar to go get another glass of wine.
Boy, is there anything worse to when you're going to a hotel and you're way at the end of the hall and you get down there and your key doesn't work?
Oh, that's the worst. And then you got to go all the way down.
Back,
and then you got to decide, now do I want to lug my bags all the way down there or trust that if I leave them outside my door, nobody will steal them? And then I always leave them outside the door. And then I get about 10 steps. I go, can't do it. Go back, get the bags, lug them all the way down, get another key.
You got to use a telephone across from the elevator.
That's what I
do. That's what you do.
I use the house phone. I say, yes, hello, house. I've locked myself out of my room. Can you please come up with a key? Then somebody shows up with a key.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
What?
Hotels are understaffed now, so you might be waiting an hour.
Yeah, and this is 3 a.m. It'd be used to get there.
Yeah.
2 a.m.,
so
3
you got to go down and deal with it yourself.
What a hassle. All right. I wanted to get to Bob Costas here. So Bob Costas.
Somebody stopped me today and was complaining about Bob Costas doing that game.
Good.
And I thought, I like Bob Costas.
So he's calling the MLB series between the Yankees and the Guardians, and game one was last night. And apparently, viewers are dogging Costas for continually going off topic or taking unnecessary deep dives with stories he believes relate to the players on the field. More times than not, however, it just sounds like he likes to hear himself talk. Co-host Ron Darling can't get a word in edgewise, forcing fans to painfully listen to Costas's every thought.
Boy, don't let these people listen to Bill Walton.
Oh, but Walton's funny. He's a nice guy.
Some of the comments. I genuinely love playoff baseball as much as any other sport. Bob Costas ruined my entire experience tonight. Shame on him.
Isn't he known to be a pompous little squirt?
Bob Costas
doesn't stop talking. Pompous little squirt. What's wrong with you?
That's what I heard about him.
How about this one? Holy blank. Bob Costas, I feel like I'm listening to a Ken Burns documentary. Call the effing game. I don't care about Aaron Boone's family tree and the 1943 Cleveland Indians.
Mason, do you agree with this criticism?
I've never been a Costas guy.
I've never been a Costas guy.
I love Costas.
He's kind of full of himself.
Bob Costas, if this game goes into extras, he eats eggs for breakfast on Thursdays, two yolks, four whites, sunny side up, rye toast, a little burnt because that's how his dad used to eat it. Then comes the juice, orange, no pulp. He likes ketchup room temperature.
He's right. That's exactly him.
It's actually, yeah. Bob Costas just rambles on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Do you?
I think he's good. Boy, I remember one time I sent out a tweet after Bob Costas did a Dodger playoff game. Mm-hmm. It was when Vin was retiring.
Okay.
And I didn't know that they had already hired Joe Davis.
Oh.
And I said,
suggested?
Wow, Bob Costas. Yeah. And I wrote, Bob Costas is great. Love listening to him play baseball. And the wrath. I mean, I did delete the tweet. The wrath of the Dodger fans came down
right
on me.
Well, you know, and I think the thing that's annoying in some broadcasters is their level of self-seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bob's a very self-serious guy.
Yep.
Like, I'm the authority. I've been doing this a long time. You don't get that?
Yeah,
no.
I think he's Edwin R. Tomorrow.
You mean Murrow?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Edwin R. Murrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Well, that was, yeah.
Edward R. Tomorrow.
Edward R. Tomorrow.
Yeah, like,
yeah, so Indians, what are they called now?
Guardians
fans and Yankees fans not loving Bob Costas on those games.
Update.
Yep.
Breaking news, Jorge. Fox just put out a bulletin. 4:30 is now the expected start time of Braves Phillies. 4:30. It was supposed to start at 1:30, but the rain has let up and they're going to give it a go at 4:30. So the Dodgers start at 5:07, right?
No, 5:37.
Okay. So, and it's on Fox
Sports 1.
Are we going to be able to get that up where
we are? Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll have it on my iPad watching it.
All right, good.
And when Chase comes up the bat, don't expect me to talk.
All right, coming up next, guys, you will not believe who's got a six-pack. You will not believe it.
I love six-packs.
Oh, Michael, you'll love this.
I love them.
It's very surprising.
Is it Cappy?
No.
Okay.
Very impressed with men with six-packs.
It's very well-known sports figure. I'll tell you who it is next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, what's going on? Getting ready for game two, NLDS tonight. It is Clayton Kershaw versus Yu Darvish, and Yu owes us a loss. After 2017,
well,
he owes us.
He gave us a loss.
He owes us a dud of a performance tonight.
Yeah.
Looking for Bergman, you're going to the game, right?
I am going to the game. Thank you very much.
So you're our official reporter here, and Travis will be there. The auxiliary press situation. Michael, you like to lurk in the lowest section.
Yeah, I go to the lowest handicap
section. I've been there. Like NLCS, tickets get too expensive, so you lurk in the lowest.
Yeah.
That should be a slogan, lurk in the loge. You guys had seats one time, and I was lurking behind you.
Yeah, you were
right
behind us, behind the pole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lon Rosen, who's the president of the Dodgers, is really nice to me. He always invites me to come down and sit in basically in Tommy Lasorda's seats. But I said, no, man, I don't want to go all the way down there.
All right, so, Michael, you are impressed by people with great physiques.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love a man. I love a man's body who's in shape.
So weird.
Yep.
So, Shaquille O'Neal. There are pictures floating around all over the internet. Mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal with a six-pack.
Good for Shaq.
Now,
no way. He's got a kind of suit on.
This is no. I'm telling you, it seems for real to me. I'll show you the picture here in a minute.
It's makeup.
He says that he needs motivation to get things like this done, and he has been motivated by none other than Charles Barkley. So this is what...
because of how big Charles has
become? Correct.
Yeah.
So this is what Shaq had to say about this. He says that I like to create crazy motivation. I was looking at myself, and I had that Charles Barkley retirement body. I didn't want my gut to be over my belt anymore, so I was just like, let me go ahead and get slim. After the picture went viral, now I've got to live up to it. I was 401 pounds... Now I'm 365. I'm trying to make it back to 345. I want to have muscles everywhere, and I want to do an underwear ad with my sons for Fruit of the Loom.
I'm looking at the
picture. So Michael has pulled up the pictures, and Michael, you're an expert in this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's for real. I mean, he looks good. He's not the Rock, but he looks really good. Shaq,
that's really hard to get that lean.
He looks really good.
And you put a lot of stress on your joints if you're 400 pounds.
Yeah,
too,
man. Yeah, so. Shaq looks
I'm on the Shaq plane.
Yeah, Shaq looks good.
I'm on the Shaq
plane. Definitely he's getting in shape.
You just said an hour ago that last night you went to McDonald's, had two Big Macs, a 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and a Diet
Let's
Coke
all
for some
just
reason.
Turn the page.
Okay. But so how are you on the Shaq plan if you had two Big Macs and a 10-piece Chicken McNuggets?
John, as I always like to say, I'm starting today.
Oh, good
to
know.
What time did you eat last night, like 11 p.m.?
Yes, well, it was after 11.
And Michael, that's breakfast? What do you do that surprises me because you're in such good shape? You eat late.
No, well, only when I'm with you guys.
Right.
But I usually eat, like, if we're on the road, I usually eat around. And when I'm at home.
Like tonight, you'll eat late, right?
Yeah, because I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
And I'll go and eat, like, grilled chicken sandwich. But, like, regularly, I eat, like, no later than 6 p.m.
Huh.
Now, there was a report earlier today that they showed that it's better on the Travis and Sliwa show. They had some medical, I don't know, whatever, doctor or some dietitian say it's better. The ideal time to eat dinner is 5 p.m.
Yeah.
That's the most healthy for you.
That's what I try to do.
I tell that to my wife all the time. She ain't buying it.
She's not making dinner that early.
No.
Now, my mom and not stepdad, Leo, 4:30 is dinner time.
Early bird special.
Out in the desert.
Heck yeah.
That's when the 4 o'clock rush happens. but now I always eat late. I always eat after 8 o'clock.
After 8?
Yeah, no, after 8.
That's a bad habit.
Why?
You try to eat at 6. It'll give you food a time to digest. Because usually if you eat late like that, you're just going to lie around, probably go to bed. And that way your food don't digest as well.
I don't have any control.
Yeah.
When I get to munchies. A certain point at night.
So you have a bag of Doritos by your bed every night?
You know, now they have, and I don't know what these are. They have 3D Doritos. Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's an inflated chip.
It's an inflated chip.
So a bunch of air inside.
Are they good?
They're crunchy. Did you try them?
Yeah, but
I tried them. I mean, I'm good with regular Doritos.
I mean, you're high, so it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Different experience.
3D Doritos. It's like, oh, exactly. They're 3D.
Do you like Doritos or Cheetos the best when you get high?
Oh, Doritos.
Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos. They're the best. They're the best. All right, so, Michael, this is something that will impress you. Mm-hmm. I pulled this story aside just because of you. So Tom Cruise, who is right now the biggest movie star in the world. Mm-hmm. Like
bigger than The Rock.
Bigger than The Rock. He literally kept movie theaters' doors open because of Top Gun, which was the biggest hit of the last few years. And it's a great movie. He says that he is going to become the first civilian to make a spacewalk outside the International Space Station.
Hmm.
So he's making a movie. And it is set in space, and he is going through all of the training to be able to go up to the International Space Station and then make a spacewalk, and they'll shoot film of him doing that. Now, my first thought is, cool to go on the International Space Station. Yeah. That'd be fantastic. But in terms of making a movie, like, can't you do that green screen? Can't you just
like in Gravity?
Right, like in Gravity. Oh, I mean, great. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney never went to space.
Well, you guys remember Capricorn 1?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was all about them. They made up a space station at a soundstage and told everybody those guys were on the moon.
No, but he wants to go
one
there.
One of OJ's fine performances.
That's right. Think so. Yeah.
He wants to go out there and have the experience. And I guess he'll be out there. He won't be out there by himself. I'm sure a trained astronaut would be out there with him to help him walk through it. But yeah, if he can do it, all the power to him.
You would do that, right?
You know, I would love to be able to do it, but it's so risky going to space, Mace, as we've seen with all the space, with the two
My
space
God.
Disasters.
William Shatner at 96 years old or something went to space. Well, he went
up to the edge, up to
is
the
that
atmosphere.
Not space?
Yeah,
no.
I don't think it counts. No, you're into the atmosphere.
When you go into space to get back to Earth, you got to go through the atmosphere where you can burn up. That's real space.
Right.
And he didn't face that.
So you don't believe that, like, Elon Musk and all those guys went to space.
Because,
that doesn't count.
You need a heat shield to come back to Earth.
They didn't go high enough up.
They didn't have no
hot. Hit the Seinfeld thing for a second. I want to ask you guys something. Did you guys see this story about there's a Senate race in Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. And the two guys that are in a fairly close Senate race are John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, the TV doctor, Dr. Mehmet Oz. It's close. So in an attempt to win over voters, Fetterman took out a billboard in Philadelphia that just simply claims Dr. Oz is a Cowboys fan. You know, because the Eagles play the Cowboys this week.
Yeah.
If you were a voter, would that sway you? Like if Rick Caruso and Karen Bass, who are running for mayor of L.A., if one of them came out and said, Karen Bass is a Celtics fan.
Or a Clipper fan.
Yeah.
Clipper fan.
Would it work? You think I think it's funny. Is it effective?
I don't think it's necessarily. I mean, the whole thing about the Fetterman campaign is, you know, he had a stroke and now they're doing all this these funny memes and billboards and all this stuff. It's kind of the way they've run their campaign from the start. He's made a big deal about how Dr. Oz lives in New Jersey and he's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's got people talking, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the idea, to get people to talk and consider? I mean, for me, it's really funny. I think it's a funny bit.
Yeah, but would it work? Michael, do you think it'll affect voters?
The independent voters?
Yeah. Some guy's like torn and he finds out, wait a minute, that guy roots for the Cowboys? On the week of the Eagles-Cowboys game, is he going to get any votes out of it?
No, because Eagles fans ain't worried about the Cowboys as well as they're playing right now.
Well, the Cowboys are 4-1.
Wait, the Cowboys are 4-1.
Eagles are 5-0.
5-0,
yeah.
And they have a better quarterback.
That's a really big game this week, too.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And then Kansas City
Giants
plays.
Are 4-1.
Doesn't Kansas City play Buffalo this weekend also?
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I think it's the 125 on
Sunday. Yeah, I guess CBS
Sunday.
Didn't want to give it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big game,
and
too.
And then Monday night is what? Baltimore at the Giants, I believe. So that's a big game for the
Giants. Is that what it is? Yeah, Giants have been good.
Yeah, 4-1.
Giants have been good.
I know the Thursday night game stinks this week. It's Washington at Chicago.
Oh my
yikes.
God.
But the other games this weekend are really good.
Stu will watch. He'll watch
it. The NFL should, I mean.
By the way.
To let you know how much Stu will watch, this happened over the weekend. So we do this last Thursday. We're in Vegas. Mike and I are in Vegas doing the games. And we get word when we're doing this game at the table that the Sunday night football game is maybe the worst NFL game ever.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Colts-Broncos. Mm-hmm. Like, just a miserable, painful game. So we get back to the hotel. And I know Michael and Stu both love NFL football. So I text each one of them. A replay of the Thursday night football game is starting now on Channel 80. Stu, I did the same thing. I said, Stu, this is how dumb I am. I stayed up and watched that whole replay.
Wow. What?
And Stu goes, I wasn't going to admit it, but so did I.
No, oh, my God.
It ended at like 2 in the morning.
A replay of the worst game of the year?
Ever.
That you already knew the score.
And I not only knew the score, I knew how bad the game was.
Good
and
grief.
You know what? It lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah. So Juan's dad is in town right now. I had dinner with him Monday night.
How old is he? How old a man is he?
I don't know. He's like 75 or some. He's like dad age.
Dad age.
And
thanks, Mace.
And he says in Denver, he's a Denver season ticket holder. He says in Denver, it's done. Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
They want him out. They want him out now.
Well, and
they want him out
yesterday. Gave up everything for Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson looks like he's.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You probably will, Mace. You know who they should hire? Who some NFL team or some Power 5 team should hire for their next coach if they need a head coach?
I know what you're going to say, and I couldn't disagree with more.
Really?
Yeah.
You disagree?
Are you going to say
yes?
Yeah, no. Deion Sanders.
Why not?
No.
What do they have to lose? Would you rather have Deion Sanders or
Nathaniel
Hackett?
Mace.
Well, am I getting the same guy? Am I getting the guy?
At Jackson State, yeah, who connects with players.
The guy who manages the clock? Well, let's face it. Nathaniel Hackett isn't in trouble because of players and he's getting hammered because he doesn't know how to work the play clock, and they had to bring somebody in to manage the game for him. Now, Deion Sanders, first of all, I don't think he aspires to be an NFL.
Oh, I think
head
he would.
Do
he'd
you?
Do it. Yes, and or even a Power 5 coach. You think he's a Jackson
down,
State for life?
Shot down Power 5 conference opportunities.
He has? I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
where'd you hear that?
But if they throw enough money at him, I think he'll do it.
Man, this guy, he's got some kind of magic with his players,
man. I want somebody who's been a coordinator in the NFL for a long time.
You don't think that would be a great splashy hire?
Well, it'd be splashy. But you can win the press conference. It doesn't mean you win the season.
Man, I don't know, man. Deion's got something. He's got, some,
I'm
he's got something,
Michael.
Man.
I'd give him a shot.
Yeah. Deion, the players respond to him.
Just give me the Rams offensive coordinator, whoever that happens
have
to be.
Have you seen the Rams offense?
No, but it seems to work for everybody.
But
Kevin O'Connell's foreign.
This year.
Kevin
the
O'Connell's
Ram
foreign, one in Minnesota.
I
trust me, I know.
Yeah.
But it's not an accident that there are three former Rams offensive coordinators who are currently NFL head coaches.
Man, I think Deion's a great coach in waiting.
By the way, coming up next for you, John, it's that thing.
Good. Bad time.
Yeah. Thing John's been waiting to get into the show all day long. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Game of Games is coming up for you in just a few minutes. The weird thing is that George Shedano is actually leading this month in Game of Games. How did he wind up on the show so many times?
Bergman keeps letting him.
Why, you have a problem with having Shedano on the show?
Well,
yes.
No, it's just sad.
He's winning.
He's winning.
He's banning the way you banned me.
He's afraid of a little competition?
Yeah, so Pepe Mantilla is going to join us coming up for Game of Games. So
does he have any wins this month?
Nope.
Yeah, I think Pepe has one.
No wins this month.
No, I think
score,
he was out of town.
Sedano 4, Taylor 1. Taylor 1.
Taylor.
Jorge 1.
Oh, no, I got a few.
Jacob 1.
Few what?
A few wins. I got like 2 wins or 3 wins.
Well, please. Bergman, you're in charge of the scoreboard.
I'm not in charge of the scoreboard. You always are in charge of the scoreboard.
I'm not in charge of the scoreboard. That's not my
it's
job.
On your
That's
crazy looking
my,
prep doc.
It's not
but yes,
part of my
this is all.
Job.
Jorge has 1. Jacob has 1. Sedano has 4. Taylor has 1.
All right. Let me,
how do you have 2?
As Michael would say, let me ask you guys a question.
No, don't put yourself with 1, Mason.
I won on Monday.
He did. He won my game.
Yeah.
Oh. Then you can have
you're,
one.
You're the worst scoreboard.
I'm not
like,
the scoreboard
operator. If you would show up on time and not go play in that pansy kickball league.
You want to be in the pansy kickball league.
All right, let me ask you guys. Mason, you're like Mr. Olympics.
Yes, I love the Olympics.
So Shannon Sharp has a podcast.
Okay.
And this week he had Lamar Odom on the podcast.
Yep.
And Odom said that he really, really wanted to win an Olympic gold medal. That's what was important to him. But he realized that when he was on the Olympic team and he took a drug test, he was going to fail it.
Yes.
So he used the Wizinator, Remember the old fake?
The Whizinator.
It's a fake thing you put in your pants that has clean urine in it.
Yes.
And then when you go take your test, you pass your test.
Correct.
Is it that easy to pass an Olympic drug test?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
I mean, I thought they were like incredibly strict.
Yeah, they got a CUP in the bottle.
Right. Well, but he's got the thing that does the peeing.
Uh-huh. So he's got a fake
device.
Fake device in his pants. Do you think he just dropped his pants?
Turned his back
to the guy, did it, and handed him the cup?
I mean, that's some guys are shy like this, yeah. What it was. I mean, he...
I thought Olympic drug testing was supposed to be like the toughest level of drug testing there is. Yeah.
Tell the Russians.
Maybe they let you go in a room by yourself, but they probably are there waiting for you to come out with the specimen.
So if you had it in your pants, you could get away with it.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. I don't think they sit there and watch you pull your stuff out and
have you ever watched that documentary called Icarus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Such a great
drug testing and cycling,
and
right?
Cycling. But also, he goes into the whole Sochi. Like in Sochi, the Russians had like removable windows where you could actually pull the unclean urine out and put clean urine in. It was like it was so complex. This is why the Russians have to compete as the Russian
United Federation
of Russian people, because they had such an elaborate cheating scam. Michael, you would love this documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about cycling. It's about drug tests. It's about what the Russians did. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's called Icarus. Really good. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, you know, but Dusty Baker was defending Barry Bonds as the legitimate home run king, even though has it been proven that he took illegal that PEDs? Has it been proven or just highly suspected?
They wrote a book about it called Game of Shadows.
But has it been proven? It out.
Did he admit to taking them?
No.
And it's never proven that he was?
But if you read Game of Shadows, they lay out the case exactly how he did it.
But it's not proof, though.
It is proof.
It is proof.
Yeah. If you read that book.
If you read the book,
if you read that book, there's no other conclusion.
So if it was in a court of law,
Greg Anderson, his trainer, went to jail for
it. If it was in a court of law, there's enough evidence. There's a preponderance of evidence that he did cheat.
So why does Dusty defend him as the home run king? And if, let's say, he was an Olympic athlete, he would not be considered an Olympic champion.
Well, are they friends? Dusty
managed him.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Because, you know, they asked Dusty, was, you know, Aaron Judge the legitimate home run king? But Dusty said, no, it's Barry.
Yeah, it's not Barry. It is. In my mind, it's Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge is the legit home run king.
Yeah, I think most people would love that to happen, but I saw Barry Bonds do it. It's kind of the equivalent
of... But if he cheated, I saw Ben Johnson run 9.79, but he was cheating.
It's the equivalent of they erased Reggie Bush's Heisman and took away USC's national championship.
Yeah,
I was at
different.
All those games.
Yeah, that is different.
Because you're not talking about... Because it had nothing to do with Reggie physically on the field.
Right.
There's a difference between enhancing your body and your mom enhancing her life with a house in San Diego.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's two different things. All right, coming up next, we're going to do Game of Games. It is...
Call Pepe.
Michael Thompson's game today. You want to give us a little sneak preview,
Real
Michael?
Real or fake? Towns in America with strange names. You guys tell me if these are real names or fake names.
Excellent.
Okay. Everybody gets the everybody gets the pick.
Right.
We will do that coming up with Pepe Mantilla, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Always fun when it is Michael Thompson's game, because it means Pepe Mantilla joins us right now. Pepe, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. Hi, how are you? How's Mike with his tricky questions?
Michael and his tricky questions.
So we'll see what he's got today, Pepe.
All right, Pepe.
Here we go. What do you got, Michael?
Real or fake, Pepe and fellas? Towns in America with strange names. You guys tell me if these are real or fake. Everybody gets to guess.
Okay.
All of you will answer. No need to buzz in. The Game of Games, real or fake? Got 50 or so towns. Tell me what is real, what is fake.
50? Yeah,
well, we won't go through that, but just in case.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Start off with John, Virginia, real or fake?
John, Virginia, Jorge, real or fake?
Oof, I'll say fake.
Greg?
Fake.
Mace?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real. Pepe?
Fake.
It is real.
Boom, Mason and Ireland on the board.
Mason, Nevada, real or fake?
Greg?
Fake.
Mace?
I think this is the old double deke. I'm going to say fake.
I also agree, fake. Pepe.
Fake.
Jorge.
I'm going real.
It is real.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were trying to fool me.
Nope. Pepe, Texas. Real or fake? Pepe, Texas.
Mace.
Fake.
I think it's real. Pepe.
Fake.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
Fake.
It is fake.
Yes. Right. I'm the only one who didn't get it.
Not even in Mexico they got a town named Pepe.
They don't. Okay.
Jorge. Jorge, New Mexico. Real or fake?
This one's me. I think it's fake. Pepe.
Fake.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
Fake.
With the crowd. Fake.
It is fake.
Yes. All right, everybody gets one.
Hell, Michigan. Real or fake?
I've been to hell.
Pepe, you live real in hell. Or fake?
Real.
Jorge.
Oh, hell is real.
Greg.
And the Jewish religion is real, too. Real.
Maze.
Hell, yes.
I agree.
It is real.
Yep, yes. Everybody yes. got it. Okay. Yeah.
Boring Oregon. Boring Oregon.
How is there no Greg something? You went through everybody but me.
Boring Oregon.
Boring Greg.
That one is actually.
That's for you, Greg.
Thank you.
This is Jorge. Back to you.
This one's real.
Greg.
Real.
Mace.
Real.
I think it's real. Pepe.
Real.
It is real.
Okay. Score update. Jorge 5. Mason 5. Bergman, Pepe, and I 4.
Gregory, right. South Dakota. Hey. Real or fake? Gregory, South Dakota.
This is Greg.
Because you said Gregory, I'm going to say it's real.
Mace.
Real.
I agree, real. Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
Fake.
It is real.
Okay.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy, Missouri. Real or fake? Crazy, Missouri.
Mace.
That sounds real.
I think it's fake. Pepe.
I'm going to say real.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
Fake.
It is fake.
Yes. Boom.
Dinosaur, South Dakota. Dinosaur, South Dakota.
Okay, before anybody answers, this game is very close. Jorge, Bergman, Mason, and Ireland all have 6. Pepe has 5. Ooh. All right, and Mace, you go first on this one.
Dinosaur, South Dakota. Real or fake?
Real.
I agree, real. Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
Real.
It is real.
Yeah, a lot of dinosaur fossils are in South Dakota.
Silly Vermont. Silly Vermont. Real or fake?
This one's me. I'm going real. Pepe.
I'm going to say fake.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
There's nothing silly about Vermont. It's fake.
I'm going fake.
It is fake.
Yeah. I'm the only one who didn't get it. Mason's in the lead.
Why Arizona? W-H-Y. Why Arizona? Real or fake?
This one is Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
Fake.
Greg.
Real.
Mace.
Real.
I'm going real.
It is real.
Okay, so score update. Bergman and Mason each have 9. Ooh. Jorge and I each have 8. Pepe has 7.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Real or fake?
This is Jorge.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
It's real.
Greg.
It's real.
Mace.
It's real.
I don't think Michael would make it up. It's real. Pepe.
It's real.
It is real.
Yes, it is.
Everybody.
Big
fun town.
Yep. Something's always going on. Big Bottom, Washington. Big Bottom, Washington. Real or fake?
Who went first last time?
I did.
You did? Greg.
Big Bottom.
I just can't think you would make that one up either, but I'm going to say real.
Mace.
Fake.
I'm going real. Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
I'm going fake.
It is real.
Yeah, I got the lead.
Yeah, okay. Pepe, did you go real or fake?
You went real.
Real.
All right, so here's the updated score. Bergman, 11. Ireland and Mason, 10. Jorge and Pepe, 9. It's tight.
Okay. Very tight. How many more are we going to do?
Lots of more. As long as we can.
Let's do, you want to do 5 more?
Okay, do 5 more.
Right, ding, ding dong, Texas. Ding dong, Texas. Real or fake?
Mace.
I'm going to say that's fake.
I'm going real. Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
Real.
Greg.
I'm going to say fake.
It is real.
Ah, yeah. Boom.
No. All these tend to be real now.
I could have taken a big
Mason,
lead
did
there.
You go real or fake?
I went real.
Okay, and so you got a point for that?
Oh, no.
No, he went fake. No, no, he got it wrong.
Sorry about that.
All right, so Greg, you and I are tied. Here we go.
Zipper, Wyoming. Zipper, Wyoming. Real or fake?
This one's me, and I'm going real. Pepe.
Real.
Jorge.
Real.
Greg.
Real.
Real.
Everybody says real.
It is fake.
Oh, we all missed it.
Okay, three more. Okay. Three more.
Lick Spoon, Michigan. Real or fake?
This one's Pepe.
Lick Spoon.
Real.
Jorge.
Real.
Greg.
Real.
Mason.
Real.
Do I have the guts? Nope, I think it's real.
It is fake.
Oh!
God dang it! That was it! That was my chance
that
to pull
your
away!
Moment.
All right, there are two more.
Yep.
And everyone's still alive. Bergman in Ireland, 11. Mason and Pepe, 10.
Mm.
Jorge, 9.
Wow.
So, okay. Greg, you go first on this one. I'll go first on the next one.
Okay.
Lick Fork, West Virginia. Lick Fork, West Virginia, real or fake town?
Greg.
Wow, would you really make it up twice? I'm going to say it's real.
I also think it's real. Pepe.
I say real.
Mace.
I need to make a point,
yeah,
right?
You do.
I'm going fake right here.
Fake. Jorge. Fake.
It is real.
Right. That eliminates us.
Okay, so it's down to me and Bergman.
And you have to go first.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Ooh-wee. Till we get a winner.
Yes.
Fight till the
I don't have to go against you.
Yeah,
real
correct.
Or fake town, ladies and gentlemen? Nimrod, Minnesota.
Mm. That's real. Greg?
It's real.
We both say real.
It is real.
All right, next one, Greg, you go first this time.
Rock'em, Sock'em, Connecticut.
Oof. Oof. I'm going to just guess and say real. It's a good one to go opposite.
No, I think it's real.
It is fake.
Yeah, you had it. You totally could have done it. You totally could have done it there.
All right, so my turn to go first again?
Yeah, your turn to go first.
Here we go.
Here we go, folks. So Dull, good. Ohio. Dull, Ohio. D-U-L-L.
That's real. Greg?
I say real.
That's real.
It is real.
Yeah. Okay. Greg, you go first.
Yeah.
Stupid, Idaho. Real or fake?
Going fake.
Don't you have family in Stupid Idaho?
I do, but it's fake.
It is fake.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, you go first.
Okay.
Weird Honolulu. Weird Hawaii.
Weird Hawaii.
Fake.
It's fake.
It is fake.
Oh wow.
Fries, Virginia. Fries, Virginia.
Let's get a winner here, John.
Okay.
It's real.
I'll go fake.
It is real.
With the win.
Yeah. Pepe, you lost again.
Pepe, where you been?
Well, I lost by one, okay? And I was down zero, okay?
Yes.
I lost by one, okay? So, you know, this was a good game for a change.
It was a good game for a change. I agree, Pepe. I agree with Pepe. It was a good game for a change.
Pepe, have you arrived at Crypto.com Arena yet?
I'm outside. I'm outside crypto.
All right, good. Okay. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Thanks, Pepe. I can't believe you don't have a town named after you in Mexico.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
I can't believe you don't have a town named after you in Mexico, Pepe.
As much as you go down there, come on.
Yeah.
You're like a hero.
I know. There is a town.
Hey, Pepe.
Going by my name, and there is a Mexico, Missouri, too.
Hey, Pepe, do you know there, I'm not making this up, there is a Michael's Sweet Bells Thompson Boulevard in the Bahamas.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I mean, what do you expect?
We only got one road, Pepe.
Pepe, I'm looking forward to next Thursday night. So live, I can see you wave to the crowd and recognize all of those Pepe Mantilla fans out there.
Yeah, there are many fans that wave back at me, believe it or not.
I've never seen one.
Not one.
They absolutely do.
You pay close attention next time.
Yeah, I am.
You know what I'm going to do,
Pepe? I'll pay attention tonight.
No, here's what I'm going to do. Thursday night, when Pepe waves, I'm going to video the crowd and see if anybody is waving back. Okay?
Deal.
All right. Pepe, thank you very much, man. Have a good game tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, there's Pepe Mantilla. All right,
people who way back is me and Ireland.
MT?
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm out. Okay.
Well, yeah. You can stick around.
Oh, yeah, you can stick around. Nobody else is coming. Yeah.
Is Sedano here?
I think it's Sedano and who is it? Sedano? Anyway, Super Crosstalk's coming up now.
Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk time. There we go.
All right, everybody's here, and Michael is in addition, so it's a five-man weave.
Five-man weave.
Cap,
yes, sir.
Did they finally start to lay off you yesterday?
Did they adjudicate the issue?
Oh, wait.
What?
Let's not talk about this too much.
Okay. You have a big bonus hour
on it?
Is
this one of those things that you don't want us to
No. We got yelled at for talking about it too much yesterday. So.
Who yelled at you?
Talk about it too much.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I feel bad for John Ireland. John, the pipes tonight, man.
Yeah, they're going to be bad.
Well, oh, because of your Russo thing.
Yeah.
Well, you put too much bass in your Russo voice.
I know,
that's
I
not
did.
Where he doesn't have bass in it.
Yeah. Right. Tomorrow, but you got to say that's a great Russo.
It was good. His cadence to his point was great.
Yes.
It's got to be more like, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, that is good.
That is good.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
So
poor John Ireland. Now, wait, Mace, can I just have the first word here today?
Please.
Mine? You leaving the Dodger game last night?
Yes. In the rain.
You're stopping at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You set up the story as, I'm going to get a Big Mac, but I might get two just in case I'm hungrier than
correct.
I realize I am.
Correct. Oh. Yes.
Smart. Then you tell us that you got two Big Macs,
mm-hmm.
and then you just sort of try and slide past us that you also got a 10-piece McNugget and fries. Mm-hmm. But good thing you're on a diet because you got a Diet Coke.
It is important to have the Diet Coke. Why add the wasted calories to the beverage?
Since you two are both on a diet, after the show yesterday, Cappy and Chris and I, one of Cappy's friends, went to the Yard House.
Oh, yeah.
And all the diet talk, Cappy had, he crushed some tacos.
Yep.
Then he crushed some of Chris's sliders. Like, yep. What are you talking
about?
Wait.
Oh, no, wait. And it got worse. Listen, I'm as guilty as anybody. So then I got home, right? I went and met Rachel at a bar. And I ordered three more tacos.
Oh, geez.
So believe me, I'm as guilty as anybody. And then, Mace, I heard you talking about the Big Macs today.
Yeah.
And I had a burger this afternoon. I mean, I am a disgusting animal.
So what is your weight as of this moment?
Yesterday when I weighed in, I was 201.
Now, if you don't eat the rest of the day, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but there's no chance I don't eat the rest of the day.
I got on the scale this morning. I was surprised. I was at 204, which isn't too bad,
given
the fact that I ate two Big Macs, a 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and a large fry last night.
Two Big Macs.
Mason,
I mean, that's so
food,
impressive when to me because it's six pieces of bread.
Let me tell you something. When I lived, when I was working in New York, on Fridays, I had hellacious weeks. Every week was a hellacious week there because I was having a really tough time.
Believe me. Tell me. I lived it after.
You were there. You know exactly what it was. So every Friday, I would go to McDonald's after the show, 10 a.m., and I'd get two Big Macs, 20-piece chicken McNuggets.
20-piece?
Two large fries.
Oy.
Caramel sundae.
No.
And a hot apple pie.
Oh, you're making this up.
Nope.
And you
100%
dip the
true.
Pie
you
in
dip the pie
sundae,
into
right?
the caramel sundae, yeah. which I honestly think they should offer as a menu item. It's so delicious. But I would go home, get rockin' stoned, and eat the entire friggin' bag every nice. Friday. That's the way I wrapped
How
up.
How old were you back then, Mace?
I was in, what was
20 years ago.
35, maybe?
Oh, yeah. 35. You crush that, no problem.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah.
But, Mace, why McDonald's? I'm curious because, again, if I went to In-N-Out and I had two double-doubles, I'm only having four pieces of bread. But at McDonald's, I'm having six pieces of bread with the two Big Macs, so you've even increased the bread intake.
I love that extra piece of bread. The value is in that extra piece of bread. That breadiness between the two burgers is absolutely delicious.
All right, yeah, I haven't had a Big Mac in ages. Yeah. When was the last time anybody else other than Mace had a Big Mac? It's
last
been a long
night,
time for me.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, at least 20 for
really?
Me.
Really? So,
yeah. And I like them. I just said they have a great
go-to fast food is everybody In-N-Out? Is that what you're doing, go-to fast food?
Or Carl's Jr.?
Oh, no, I like... what's the
Popeyes?
No, Del Taco.
Del Taco,
I feel like
Del
Taco has menus got tons of variety on it.
Yeah. See, what I heard it. Are they an advertiser?
Not currently.
Okay. So what I heard is they start with like this powdered meat, and then they add water, and it turns into meat.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
are you
true
saying McDonald's?
No, I'm talking about Del Taco.
Oh, I don't eat their burgers. I just eat a lot of their tacos, though.
Yeah.
If it's fast food that I'm searching out.
You know? Right.
And their fries are killer.
Yeah, but they come in too cold. They never make them hot enough.
At
oh, really?
Del Taco?
Well, you're going to the wrong Del Taco. You got to go to the Del Tacos near me in Ireland then.
Yeah,
what time
of
night was this, Mace? What time of night did you get these two Big Macs, 10-piece McNugget, large fries, and a Diet Coke?
Maybe 11-ish.
Oh, maybe. You know, Bergman would be dead because he's told us, I don't know if he's told you guys this, but after 7 o'clock, he can't have red meat.
No red meat.
Why?
I'm actually going to get rid of
why
red meat.
Why after 7 o'clock?
Because it messes with my stomach. If I have it after 7 o'clock, I am in the restroom the rest of the night.
Okay.
And it starts at 12. That.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, right. Look, Cappy, you tell everything.
Right, I'm saying I can appreciate
it's
it.
It's true, Cappy.
Good. Yeah, see,
no, that's why John was the one who said thanks for sharing.
Oh, yeah. So you're welcome.
Did you guys hear my dilemma last night at the game that I was,
no.
I was sitting with?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a single seat. A single seat, right?
Yeah.
And I was with... I'm trying to, and now I've got to find
the
name.
Two people on the right, two people on the left.
Two people on the right, two people on the left. And then the woman in front of me was named Lisbeth.
Yeah, one guy's name was Hector, and the other guy's name was...
Yeah, Hector, and then Tim and Heather. Anyway, I'm with these with these fans. Totally, totally cool fans.
And Lisbeth, right?
And Lisbeth is in the row in front of me.
Who Bergman says, even if she's an heiress, he ain't going out with her because he don't like the name Lisbeth.
Right. Yeah, very strange.
Yeah.
It's a weird name.
Wait, what?
It's fake. It's a fake name. Her name
Lisbeth?
Is Lisbeth? Yeah, Lisbeth.
Lisbeth.
No, that's not true. I grew up with a girl named Lisbeth.
Yeah, me too, in school.
Her name was Elizabeth.
That's a legit
name.
Yeah, Lisbeth. Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, Lisbeth is high-fiving everybody except me.
Why?
Oh.
I have no idea. So I said to... Oh. And they all know each other, right? They're all friends.
Okay, well, there's that. You're a stranger. Stranger danger.
And I said, Hector, Lisbeth keeps keeping me hanging. And Hector said something to her, so I was part of the high five for the rest of the night. Now, I feel like I was left hanging over and over again, so I needed to say something. Was I right to say something? Yeah. No, I just, it was just so weird. I'm high fiving every single person there, and Lisbeth, who's high fiving everybody, doesn't high five me. Yeah.
She would look at you in the eye and not do it.
Look at me. Well, she'd glass, because I am a straight, but still, you high five people when you're at a game.
Mm-hmm. But some people don't like high-fiving strangers. Michael wouldn't high-five a stranger. No. He prefers the Japanese bow.
Exactly. The Japanese bow. But at a game, you do high-five people, don't you? If you go to one of Trace's games.
I wave.
You wait. What about when somebody approaches you, because you're a six-foot...
Fist bump.
I got a bow.
Well, what did you think, Mace? I mean, did you think, like, she's profiling me in some way because I'm this or that? She's not touching me?
No, I just felt... It felt awkward that she was directly in front of me. She's turning around. She's high-fiving the two people to the left of me, the two people to the right of me, and ignoring me altogether, so I had to say something. Uh-huh. And I did. And she high-fived me for the rest of the night, and Lisbeth and I are now
tight. You guilted her.
Really?
It wasn't a sincere high-five.
I bought her a beer.
Really?
Yeah, I bought Lisbeth a beer.
You did?
Did you,
yeah.
did you
bought
her
affection?
Yes. Whatever it takes, George. Whatever it takes.
Did you get her Instagram handle? Are you guys following each other now?
No, we're not following each other. I didn't get that far down the road with Lisbeth.
Did you talk to her? She's from England with a name
no,
like that?
No, she's not. She's Latina.
If she's sitting in that... Oh, okay. She must be an heiress sitting in those expensive seats.
Right. Bergman says even if Lisbeth was an heiress, he would want nothing
really?
To do with her.
Come on, dude.
It's a fake name.
Yeah, but can't
it's
you
not
call
a
her,
fake name.
Can't you just call her Liz?
That's I'm naming my next child Lisbeth.
I like...
When are you having another one?
For a girl. Who knows?
Isn't that what one of the royal grandkids' name, Lisbeth or something like that?
Yeah,
like,
isn't there a royal...
Will or Kate? Isn't that...
Yeah, I think...
Their name is Elizabeth and just want to be different.
And they call her Lisbeth.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, listen, I understand what you're getting at, Bergie. Like, I know a girl, her name's Andrea, and then she got a little older, she became Andrea.
Andrea?
Oh, yeah. Well, Andrea. I had the same thing. So I grew up with a girl named Rhonda, and Rhonda went to Bowling Green, where I went, and she said, my name is now Michelle. And I'm like, no, you're Rhonda.
What?
You're Rhonda. She opted to go to college and use her middle name instead of her first name because she didn't like Rhonda. I'm like, sorry, Rhonda.
He's complaining about people changing their names, Ireland. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, it's weird.
Mr. Mishonsky. Why don't you go by that?
You know what? If I was to come along today, I probably would go by Mishonsky.
Yeah.
So cool your name. Real last name is Mishonsky?
Yeah, Mishonsky.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
M-A-C-I-O-N-S-K-Y, yes.
Can we Mishonsky. Change the imaging to Mishonsky in Ireland?
Mishonsky in Ireland.
Yeah, why not?
See, to me, I don't think
like a cop show.
I don't think it's as necessary to change your name now as it was back then. I was literally told you have to change your name. You cannot go by Steve Mishonsky on the radio. So
what
I
else
went
did
by
they
Steve
tell
Mason.
You guys back then today? Like you needed, like John, you worked in TV for a long time, right? Like did they ever tell you, hey, can you do this, do that differently?
I worked with Van Earl Wright. You guys remember Van Earl
Wright? Oh yeah, Van Earl Wright.
Van Earl Wright. So hello, everybody.
I worked with him in Beaumont, Texas, and we take him into the GM's office, and we said, hey, this is the guy we want to hire. He's really good on the air, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, well, you can go by, I want you to pick one. You can go by Van Wright or you can go by Earl Wright, but you can't go by both. It's too weird. And Van Earl said, And at this time, he had no standing in the world.
Right, right.
He said, Van Earl's my name. I'm sticking to it. And if you don't want to hire me, that's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bold.
Good for him.
And went on the air as
Van Earl. That's bold. So here's a weird story. I've told this story before, so stop me if you've heard it. So when I was
hold on, Mishonsky.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm a kid and I'm starting on the radio and I was probably in my 20s. I was doing morning drive in Toledo and my grandparents had never heard me on the radio. This would be my dad's mom and dad. So the Mishonskys.
No. Oh, no.
And I am Steve Mishonsky the third. My dad was Steve Mishonsky Jr. My grandfather, Steve Mishonsky the first. Mm-hmm. And when they came to town, my mom and dad were very worried because they thought I would.
You left the name.
I was ashamed of my name in some way, and so I adopted the name Mason. So my grandparents heard me on the radio. When I came home, my grandfather, old, sober, cranky Steve Mishonsky Sr., said to me, you know, when I was dating your grandmother, it wasn't so cool to be Polish. So for the first 6 months we dated, I told her my name was Steve Mason.
And that's where you get it from?
And that, well, that's not where I found that out later.
It was coincidental.
It was coincidental that he happened to go by the same fake name that I go by to this
What's
day.
On your license? Mishonsky?
Mishonsky, yeah. Okay. That's my
So you never officially legally changed your name to Mason?
No. It's such a pain in the ass. You passports and driver's license, all that stuff. Mishonsky's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's, I don't think people change their names as much as they used to.
Like in Hollywood?
No,
what about Hollywood?
Yeah, more acceptable.
Hollywood,
they're weird. I mean, there are some pretty. Not everybody takes a fake name. By the way, Lisbeth is a girl's name pronounced Lisbeth. It is of English and Hebrew origin, and the meaning of Lisbeth is God is my oath.
Yeah, Bergman,
Bergie,
it's
come
Hebrew.
On,
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I can't feel bad.
Bergie,
feel
it's
bad
a new year,
it.
Baby.
Well, you didn't feel bad when
I'm atoning for my sins now.
You didn't feel bad when Briones and I told you that it's a very common Hispanic name, but now you feel bad because it's a Hebrew name?
Why are you trying to put me in that corner,
I'm
man?
Just saying.
It's not very
we
nice.
Didn't try. We did.
Lisbeth
I feel
is
bad
a,
both ways, but, you know, it's my Jewish
I
would brother.
Have never thought that. Lisbeth is a common Hispanic name.
It is.
Lisbeth?
Yep. Lisbeth.
Yep. That sounds English to
Lisbeth?
Me.
Lisbeth?
That's how you say it. Lisbeth.
Lisbeth.
Yeah. Lisbeth. Yeah. So, now, last night, I'm curious from you guys, because, you know, Travis Rogers was out by the left field foul pole. I was had a really good, lucky, really good seat. And what was your take on last night? Do you feel like this is now Dodgers have this thing in hand?
Yeah, look, I mean, it got shaky there at one point.
Yeah,
Gavin Lux made a great play that kind of saved them. But that's playoff baseball, right? Like, those are the moments you either come up short or you make the play that needs to be made. And they have dominated this team. I like how the postgame show, the Fox postgame show called the Dodgers Padre.
The Dodgers, they were the Padres'
the Padres daddy.
Daddy,
right.
I think is what Ortiz
the Padre.
Wound up saying. Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about the Will Myers home run that probably should have been caught in the outfield?
Yeah, Trey said that. So he got caught up against the wall.
It looks like he jumped
jump.
Into the wall.
Yeah, kind of. He said that he should have had that. He was ticked off at himself for not getting that. I was surprised he didn't get it. I thought he was going to get it.
I thought for sure he was going to get it. And I know, earlier, Bergman's like, 100% should have been caught. And everybody else is like, no, come on, really? No.
I mean, I haven't looked at replays on that. You guys say that should have been caught?
Yeah, 100%. I think he just mistimed it because he said he got too close to the wall. Because you're right, he thought he would have gotten that usually, yeah.
So because he jumps like that. I mean, that was like Phil Mickelson after winning the Masters.
That's
right.
Come on, yep, right? Exactly.
When he did that in the Sedano and Cap community, somebody wrote, oh, now I guess we know now Trace has similar hops to Michael and Clay.
Hey!
Oh!
There you go.
No!
I used to get above the square, boys.
But you know what's amazing
square?
About it, though?
On the backboard, on the glass. Right.
But Michael, what's amazing about it, I know we talked about it, especially like when Trace first came back to the Dodgers, to find yourself starting in a playoff game after the kind of year that he's just had bouncing from team to team to team, and then coming to the Dodgers, kind of just hoping that you'd hang on. I remember the day you said that he called you and said, I'm going to the Dodgers, and you're like, what minor league affiliate will you be at? He's like, no, Dad, the big league team. To find himself starting in that position, that was – what an amazing year in this dude's life.
Yeah, it really is a fairy tale. It's something that you wouldn't have expected at the start of the season. But now that he's here, like May says, you got to make contact, boy. You better do like Will Smith, put some in the gap tonight.
Yeah. So are you going to the game, Michael?
No, I didn't go last night.
He's doing the Lakers game,
The T-Wolves
I didn't go last
like
night.
You're going to be carrying the Laker broadcast
I was committing one of the seven deadly sins last night. I was slothing.
Yes. Which is sort of my way of life.
That's what Mason's going to do tonight. He's going to sloth tonight.
Yeah, no, of the seven deadly sins, I think
I practice
sloth.
What does that mean?
Sloth.
Last night was gluttony.
Was last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I just lost.
You lost?
I lost after everybody.
Anybody who listens to the show will agree.
Yeah.
Poor Ireland, dude. This voice tonight, John, I don't know what you're
going to
do.
You sound fine, Ireland.
Yeah, I'll make it through.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Huh?
And if not, I'll take over the play-by-play.
Exactly.
Oh, please don't do that. That's
right,
don't
Mace.
Exactly.
What do you mean, Jorge?
When John had COVID and Joe had to do two jobs at once and he had to leave for a second, Michael's literally saying, and some guy I'd never heard of in the corner shoots a three.
And that guy, I think, went to Notre Dame.
Exactly. Unless it was Carl Towns who cares.
Yeah, could happen tonight.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Go Dodgers tonight. Game two. 5:37 is the first pitch. It is Yu Darvish versus Clayton Kershaw. And, of course, we've got Lakers basketball coming up for you right here on 710 ESPN. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Coming up next, lots of fun, lots of stupidity, all the stuff you've come to expect from our friends Shidano and Cappy. See you tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.